We return to Fannin County, Georgia today. That's where a story that captured our attention a few months ago is still unfolding. The county's longtime recreation director, Bernie Hodgkins, was suspected of mismanaging money, and so an audit was ordered in March. That audit is now complete, and the county's three commissioners are embroiled in a legal fight that takes the story into its next chapter. On Second Thought, producer Sean Powers recently visited Blue Ridge, Georgia in Fannin County, and he brings us this update.
My name is Bernie Hodgkins. I'm the recreation director here in Fannin County. I've been here for 29 years.
All of this started at the end of last year during a Fannin County budget hearing. A person in the audience asked Hodgkins about his home by the lake.
I have a question. What about the housing where Mr. Hodgkins lives? Is that taken out of the recreation department budget?
I'll be glad to address that. Okay. I'll pay for everything in that house.
Hodgkins says the house was offered by the county as a perk when he became recreation director in 1986. He's been living there rent-free ever since. The housing controversy was just the catalyst to bigger questions about Hodgkins' tenure as rec director, specifically his handling of department funds.
I've been following this for probably 30 years, so I've been asking questions like this for a long time.
That's Fannin County resident Laura Sisson, who worked for Hodgkins back in the 1980s. Sisson managed one of the community's gyms before there was a larger rec center built a few years ago. She'd add up total admission sales to the gym.
I would hand him this accounting, and he would look at it, wad it up, say, Laura, I don't need that, just hand me the cash. I did have to question, and did question all the time.
Sisson began to wonder if all the money collected was going where it should be, and if it wasn't, were needed recreation improvements being pushed back? She raised these concerns with elected officials. But she says none of the elected commission chairs who'd have the ability to fire Hodgkins looked into it.
I just call them the Blue Ridge Mafia.
Terry Humphrey lives in Blue Ridge, and she's had her own questions for years about how the rec department was being managed.
I think there's a group of people up here that kind of run the county, and I think Bernie in particular has surrounded himself with some very powerful people, and that's how he's gotten away with this for so long.
Over the last year, something changed. After that budget hearing where Hodgkins was grilled by residents about his home, a relatively new local newspaper called the Fannin Focus began looking into the rec department's finances. It identified several apparent disparities, including personal expenses, and a few years of missing financial records. Fannin County Commissioner Earl Johnson, who previously sat on the rec board, says the county had a limited audit performed of the rec department.
Throughout the whole process, all I ever asked for was to show me on paper where the money is, where it went, or where it came from. And that was my main concern, you know, as a post commissioner, was the, you know, being responsible for the taxpayers' money.
Johnson says findings from the audit were surprising, with reported revenue growing from 2010 to 14 by about $70,000. That's a 400% growth.
Yeah, there's nothing really in the state of Georgia that's grown 400%. Nothing. Or maybe movie production in the past 10 years has grown 400%. You know, because Georgia's pretty popular with movie production right now. But I knew in Fannin County, we haven't been building more ball fields. We haven't been having a problem, you know, having space for kids. So when I saw 400%, that was staggering.
The audit findings were sent to the district attorney, who's asked the Georgia Bureau of Investigations to look into the matter. Meanwhile, after nearly 30 years as head of the rec department, Bernie Hodgkins was fired last month by Fannin County Commission Chair Bill Simons. Hodgkins declined my request for an interview. Many people I spoke with in Fannin County, like Russell Siebold, say the decision to fire him was a mistake.
He is an outstanding person, outstanding rec director, a huge asset to Fannin County. Questioning his integrity, I find it to be very offensive to me.
Siebold is a dentist in Fannin County who previously served on the rec board. He says Simon's decision to terminate Hodgkins could cost him big time as he prepares to run for re-election.
I know what's went on in the recreation department, and if he's made the decision that it's in the best interest of the county to fire Bernie, then that means the rest of the county is being neglected, and I need to be more involved in looking at helping correct that.
Meaning he won't be supporting Simons in the next election. Simons was recently stripped of his ability to single-handedly hire and fire county employees like Bernie Hodgkins. Simons filed a lawsuit against his fellow commissioners in response, and they responded with their own suit. While that legal battle brews, Bernie Hodgkins has to find a new home by June 1st and presumably a new job, too. And the newspaper that started the firestorm in Fannin County continues to connect the dots of a potential scandal.
Okay, this is Mark at the Fannin Focus newspaper. Harris had called me earlier and said that they would be generating a press release.
Fannin Focus publisher Mark Thomason says he's aware of the pressures of scrutinizing public officials, especially in a small community.
I didn't set out with a goal of trying to get anyone fired or any powers taken away. The goal I set out with was if there's information there that could be beneficial to the residents of the community and ultimately help the community, whether it's a struggle for power, financial misconduct, whatever the case may be, if that is occurring, then it is my job to relay that information to the masses.
For a newspaper that less than a year ago didn't exist, it's making big waves in a small community. Sean Powers, GPB News.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk more about that newspaper and the role of investigative journalism in small communities.